Memphis in 1950 was the logical time and place for a musical sound to be born. Here was the biggest city on a trade route between the blues players of the Mississippi Delta and the country musicians of Appalachia, right at the introduction of amplification and the 45 single. With impeccable timing, a radio DJ named Sam Phillips opened a recording studio then and there to capture that sound. Sun Studio was the only one around, and he recorded everyone, pro and amateur, black and white. He first recorded Howlin' Wolf, Ike Turner, Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, Johnny Cash, Roy Orbison, too many others to list. One reason his record sounded so good was that the technology was primitive. No splicing or overdubs were available. Everything you hear is the raw, intense sound of a band striving to get it perfect in one complete take. Sun Studio was the defining sound of the U.S. post-World War II. Sun Studio is still a relevant part of our musical space. It's a museum now, but after it closes every day, Sun continues as a working studio for any musician wanting to use that famous sound. And just like in the beginning, recording was done live and fast. Bands like U2 and Def Leppard have booked time there when they felt the need for street cred. Most interesting to me is a new generation that appreciates the old way of doing things. Sean Rowe is a case in point. He recorded the song Gas Station Rose just this year at Sun. You can tell it was recorded quickly, but it's the minor flaws, like the uneven and slightly out-of-tune guitar playing, that make the song so real and beautiful to me. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.
There's only room on the dash for a gas station rose. You know that when I showed up, I got something to say. I was looking at you, you were looking away. At least we dodged the New York winter, but maybe the mountain in our eyes looks more like a molehill from the other side. We are the elders of our minds. We're on our own. We're on our own. Another year going by like the signs on the street. Highway 75, Nebraska flat as a sheep.
And we welcome you into Musical Space. I'm Fletcher Powell here, as always, with Mark Foley. Hey, Mark.
Hi, Fletcher. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is great. You brought along a bit of a playlist of some tracks from Sun Studio. Let's start out with one that's really kind of a pretty major recording, even in the history of rock and roll.
Yeah, musicologists call this the very first rock and roll record. This is it's a tune about a car, of course. It's called Rocket 88. It's by someone you never heard of, Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats. But really who this is Ike Turner, who was working for Sam Phillips at the studio. He was, I think, 19. And he had his own band, but he wrote this tune and gave it to his sax player, Jackie Brenston. And it came out in 1951. So hold on to your seats. This is the very first rock and roll record, Rocket 88.
Smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sporting with me, riding all around town for joy. Blow your horn, Raymond, blow! We'll be right back.
mentioned any number of artists who recorded at Sun Studio. This one, very early on, Howlin' Wolf.
Right. Howlin' Wolf is one of the towering giants of the blues, of Delta blues. He wandered into the studio from, I think he was still living in northern Mississippi, where it all happened. And I think he was about 40 years old when this happened. So he already had a career before he had a recording career. But this is one of the, I think, two sides that they recorded at Sun, and just amazing intensity. It's a tune called How Many More Years, which has been covered by everybody. I'm thinking even Led Zeppelin played this tune. It was recorded at Sun Studio in 1951.
So many recognizable names who've recorded at Sun Studio. Maybe nobody more than Elvis Presley.
Oh, you've heard of him?
Yeah.
Once Elvis Presley walked into the studio, I think it was 1954, he wanted to do a recording for his mother. And he did a tune called That's All Right, which is written by a person you've never heard of named Arthur Big Boy Crudup, who is really one of the formative rock and roll people. He recorded this tune just a few years before. But That's All Right was recorded in 1954. And once that happened, after that night, the floodgates opened up. That's when white players realized they could play in a black style. And Sam Phillips was the one that did that, because he was the guy that broke the color barrier. So here we go. That's All Right, Elvis Presley.
That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do, that's all right. That's all right. That's all right, Mama. Any way you do. Well, Mama, she done told me. Papa done told me too. Son, that gal you fooling with, she ain't no good for you. But that's all right. That's all right. That's all right, Mama. Anyway, do.
It's really cool to hear about the new generation of musicians who are coming in and playing at Sun Studio and getting that sound. Here's one that you mentioned, Emily Barker.
Right, yeah. She's from Australia, but she's got that Memphis vibe, right? I love that we can do this playlist. Half of these people were the old school rock and rollers or blues people, but then we've got these new people. We heard Sean Rowe already, who has this amazing sound. I hope you like that tune. But then Emily Barker came out and came to Sun Studio, I think the most logical place for a person with this kind of sound. This was recorded in this year, a tune called Sweet Kind of Blue.
Give you less, oh, and how could I
another musician looks like from this newer generation. She, however, has a very interesting story about how it's almost an old-timey story about how she got to make this record.
Yeah, I love these backstories. She's got all kinds of street cred. Margot Price is an amazing country singer. This is a tune called Hands of Time. She recorded this last year. You can get it on an album called Midwest Farmer's Daughter. She recorded this album in 3 days at Sun Studio, which is how you do it at Sun Studio, right? They were in their van coming back from playing at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. She pawned her wedding ring, and I think they sold a car also, so they could afford the fee to record this album. And it just blew up. Jack White from White Stripes heard this and released it on his personal label, Third Man Records. And I think not too long after that, they were on Saturday Night Live. And so she's having a beautiful career right now. So I hope her husband forgives her for pawning her wedding ring, but I think it was an investment that paid off.
We'll take it out there with Margot Price. Thanks, as always, Mark, for being here.
Thanks so much, Fletcher.
And for KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell. I'll let them take what should be his. 'Cause all I wanna do is make a little cash. 'Cause I've worked all the bad jobs and busted my ass. My mama home some wine and turn back the clock on the crew. Hands of time. When I hit the city, I joined the band, started singing in the bars and running with the men. But the men, they brought problems, and the drinking caused me grief. I thought